This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
Washington.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. Mayor John Whitmire says a federal government may force the city of Houston to pay a contractor embroiled in a bribery scandal. The owner of Neary Construction pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor charge in 2024. That was for his role in a kickback scheme to get contracts from the city. News 88.7's Dominic Anthony Walsh reports city officials have twice delayed a $400,000 payment on a project that was completed before the scandal.
The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD, funded the project in question. Now, Mayor Whitmire says HUD told his office it would claw back up to $9 million unless the final payment is issued. Councilmembers Julian Ramirez and Alejandra Salinas, both attorneys, say they will scrutinize the legal requirements before a vote on the matter next week. Here's Ramirez.
I look forward during this break to visiting with legal and seeing what HUD says about situations where a vendor engages in bribery.
Neary Construction says this project is unrelated to the kickback scheme and the city should immediately pay the company. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh, News 88.7.
Local officials say Harris County has made strides in recent years to improve the way it holds elections. This is Governor Abbott says the state should take over Harris County elections. University of Houston political science professor Nancy Sims told this morning's Houston Matters the county has taken extra steps to ensure correct results.
When they put the control of the elections back under the county clerk, passed a series of bills, built a new election center at the county that's got cameras that watch the ballots from every minute they move, the elections have been better.
Governor Abbott pointed to Houston public media reporting that more than 100 voter registrations were linked to private post office boxes. Overnight lows should be around 41 degrees. It'll be clear tonight. Sunny skies tomorrow, expecting a high for the day only around 58 degrees. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 8.